This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions. I hope that you're well today. I was talking yesterday about living with hope. God gives us hope. It can get you started in the day. And also means when we have hope in God, we hope in the Lord, that I can live with whatever's going to happen today. Whatever burden is in my life and yours, we can make it through. That's easy for me to say that. I don't know what's going on in your life at the moment, but it is actually hope that enables us to handle pressure. And I've noticed in my life that people who have hope can usually handle incredible amounts of burdens. Hopeful people are like Paul, and I've spoken in morning devotions many times about Paul. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8, when he was talking about the burdens that he had, and he said, we had burdens, great burdens, that were beyond our own strength. We'd even given up the hope of living. That's what he said in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 8. Is that how you felt? Can you relate to that? But he said, but this happened so that we would trust not in ourselves, but in God. See, he really did understand what this was about. Even at that point, when he said, am I going to make it? He was able to find hope because he said, well, I'm not going to trust in myself. I'm going to trust in God. So Paul could live with anything because of the hope that God had given him. And you know, that's true for us. So it means that I can go on. It gives us the strength. I like the story back in 1952 of a lady called Florence Chadwick. And Florence was the first woman to actually swim the English Channel both ways. Now, she didn't quite make it on her first attempt. It wasn't the cold water or the sharks. It wasn't necessarily the 15-hour swim. It was the fact that the fog rolled in and she couldn't see the coastline. And so half a mile from the goal, she stopped. When she got out of the water, she said, I'm not trying to make an excuse, but I feel like if the fog hadn't been there and I could have seen the land, I would have made it. And later she tried again. Now, the fog rolled in again the second time, but she knew that the coastline was there and she completed the journey. In fact, she did it in two fewer hours than anybody else had ever done. Remarkable story of hope. A lot of us are like that. You know, the fog has rolled into our lives, has it for you? Lost your bearings? You can't see what's ahead? And like a coastline, but it's God's promises are there, even if we can't see them. Hope is out there in the future. It was the verse from 1 Peter 1:6, which I like from the Living Bible. It says, so be truly glad. There's wonderful joy ahead, even though the going is rough for a while down here. That gives you hope. I can get started and I can keep going. It also means that I can slow down. Hope is that gives me the ability to stop sometimes and slow down with my busy life. Now, life gets out of balance when too much becomes too important. Without hope, we're in a hurry. We don't know where we're headed. We're revved up, as it were. It's hope that enables us to slow down just a bit and for us to realize that we don't have to rush so fast. If you have trouble with that, have a look at the Psalms. For example, Psalm 62 verse 5, a great verse, says, I find rest in God. Only He gives me hope. So hope and rest, they go together. Without hope, you can be restless, but with hope, you've got that trust. Paul says again in Romans 5, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in our sufferings because, amazingly enough, we know that suffering produces perseverance and then there's character and hope. And he said there that hope does not actually disappoint us. Why? Because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So we can rejoice even though things look bleak. We can hope in God's glory. Now, it's tough to say, yes, we rejoice in our sufferings. I'm not sure I could live with that one. I don't know how you would, but how can we do it? It's not easy. Well, God says that if you want to live with hope, you need to find the first base. You need to find the fact, for example, that problems are inevitable, that they're unexpected. And we say, why me? Why are these things happen? But let me say that problems are there and are used by God to help us develop and grow. It's not to minimize the problem, but to recognize God's power. Well, thank you, Lord, that these things are true. Give us hope today. Amen.